Morning, I've entitled this sermon, Fearless Faith. Fearless Faith. It's going to be taken from Daniel chapter number 6. Fearless Faith from Daniel chapter number 6. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been challenged in your faith? I'm not talking about the kind of challenges that you have in your daily routine. You know, we have challenges every day. We have challenges as to whether we wake up on time and get to work. We have challenges in the people that we face. We have challenges when you're driving home in the evening and the motorway's just gridlocked. Challenges. The kind of challenge, though, that I'm talking about in your faith is the kind of challenge that comes along that shakes your faith. It changes your life. Have you ever been challenged in your faith where your life has dramatically changed? Perhaps your faith brings you to choose a relationship that you know must be terminated. Perhaps it's a job that you have to step away from because you know that that is bringing you into a place that instead of increasing your faith and strengthening your faith, that it's taking you away from your faith. Or perhaps it's a place where you live that you can't even call home and you feel as if, I just don't belong here, but I must be here. These are examples of how your faith might be challenged. Fearless faith is a life-changing faith. Today we're going to look and see a man named Daniel. Daniel, who had a fearless faith, he ended up on death row, facing a lion, facing the king, facing the other men who served along the king with him. And all through these examples, he stood strong in his faith. He faced an enemy that brought conflict to his faith. It brought conflict in the Lord. And Daniel had to make some pretty difficult choices. By the way, a fearless faith is a faith that is going to challenge you in the choices that you make, not only every day, but those choices that cause you to make life-changing decisions. There's an anonymous quote that as I was preparing this week that I read, and I really liked this quote. It says, "It's not what a man is capable of doing, but rather what he chooses that is important." Daniel chose to stay true to the Lord in spite of the most difficult circumstances and consequences. He stayed true to his name's meaning. By the way, the name of Daniel means God is my judge. The Lord is my judge. How would you like to have that as your namesake? How would you like to have that hung upon you? And every single day you were reminded that the Lord is my judge. Well, he is our judge. But Daniel had that as his name, the meaning. In today's sermon, we're going to look at Daniel's choices that were consistent with a fearless faith. And maybe you're facing something right now that's perhaps life-changing. Or maybe you've recently been through something that's life-changing. Or maybe tomorrow that life-changing decision will hit you squarely between the eyes and you're going to need to rely upon a fearless faith to see you through tomorrow. If that sounds like something that perhaps you have faced or are facing, then I want you to pay special attention to the message this morning. Let's pray, and then we're going to go right in and read Daniel chapter number 6. Chapter number 6, I'm going to read 1 through verse number 23. Before we do that, let's pray. Father, Lord, as we come to you, may we indeed see and know and understand this fearless faith that's exampled to us through the life of Daniel. Lord, may it be the kind of faith that we embrace. May it be the kind of faith that changes our own life, that changes our tomorrow. Lord, we know this faith comes from you. And right now this morning, as your people, we call upon you, Lord, to empower us and to strengthen us in fearless faith. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I'm going to read Daniel chapter number 6, verses 1 through 23. It's quite a long portion of Scripture, so just bear with me as I read this out and follow along with me up on the screen. Chapter number 6, Daniel. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps. These were representatives, special representatives of the king throughout all of his kingdom. To be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because of an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no charge or fault. This little phrase that I'm about to read, if you underline parts of your Bible, this is the key to our text. They could not find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Nor were there any error or faults found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So these governors and satraps thronged before the king, and they said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and the satraps, the counselors and the advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree." Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. They went before the king and they spoke concerning the king's decree. "Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter." So they answered and they said before the king that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed." So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." Then a stone was brought and laid in the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lord, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he